Emmy and Justin, you oversee Acres of Hope. It's a special outreach in Oregon that is designed to help young people who are facing a number of life challenges. Now, we understand that God has a lot to do with this. It's a nonprofit that's created. Tell us, in a kind of a thumbnail, what Acres of Hope is all about.
Acres of Hope is an organization that really God gave Emmy this vision for well over 10 years ago now, but just a peaceful place to help youth in our community navigating difficult times in their life. Really all aspects of hurt and trauma from maybe losing a loved one to cancer or something along those lines, to bullying, gender identity, to extreme cases of neglect and abuse, and kind of everything in between. We are just a safe space to wrap our arms around these kids and just give them a place that they're excited to come back to each week. And within all of that, God plays a huge role, allowing us to do this, allowing us to be here, and just giving these kids grace and showing them God's love.
And looking at your website and some of the videos and images on there, it's very clear that horses play a very important role in what happens there. What is it about horses? What is so special? What goes on?
Sometimes it's hard to articulate, but I'll do my best because there's so much nonverbal with horses. God just designed them so beautifully. And they actually, one of the things that a lot of people don't realize about horses is they'll reflect our emotions back to us. So these kids that come in, sometimes it's anger, sometimes it's sadness. But I had a youth in particular that was struggling with anger, and the horse was just extra sassy and reflecting this back. And we talk to the kids about everything. We walk them through anything that's happening with the horses. They learn everything from the ground up. And I got to say to this kid, you know, what do you think is going on with Dally? That was the horse at the time. And she said, it's me. Like, she fully could admit and own that it was her own emotions. And she was able to just take a deep breath. And I said, do you want to try again? And she tried again with the horse, and the horse did a 180 because she did. So she was aware of her emotions. And they're just beautiful teachers. We've had horses take care of kids during panic attacks. Horses have lower heart rates than us. And so they actually will lower our heart rate, and they're actually physically just calming to be around. So it's pretty cool to watch just God's unique design that he made these horses in and how they interact with the kids. So there's a lot of God moments in that.
Would some of the horses be kind of like, what's the word, specialty horses, where a horse is particularly good at helping kids with fill in the blank?
Yeah, all of our horses are a little bit different based on their personality. And so they actually all, that fill in the blank is different for each of them. So we have a horse that has, whose pain has been ignored. And so she is guarded. And so a lot of the youth that are guarded will connect with her, and they'll be patient with her, and they'll just sit with her. And then she will just love them because she realizes, okay, you're not going to ignore my pain. We have other horses that are just gentle giants that just build confidence in kids. We have another horse who just feels deep pain, even with the adults and the staff that she's done. And so when a kid hangs out with her, she feels, especially if the youth has particularly deep sadness and emotions, she'll sit with them. She'll put her head in their lap. She'll rest her muzzle on their shoulder. So they all uniquely reach these kids in different ways. It's hard to put in words, but it's really cool to watch.
I understand that the sessions are at no cost. How do you do that?
We don't.
We God pray does. And God does. Since the very beginning, God laid on Emmy's heart here that we wanted to eliminate as many barriers as possible to serve the youth that God really put on Emmy's heart. And one of those was finances. If we were going to step out on a limb and put all of our eggs in one basket and start this nonprofit and just rely on God, then we were going to do it fully. And that meant to start this business for at completely no cost to the families we serve. And on paper, it really looks like a horrible business plan, but it is working, and the community believes in what we're doing, and God is providing abundantly And it is because of him leading the way. He gave me this dream once. He gave me this vision a few months ago of God just sitting on this giant bulldozer in front of us, in front of our whole team. And that's kind of how it's been. He's just plowing away and providing everything that we need. Not everything that we want, but everything that we need. And through this journey, we've been navigating what it means to be a nonprofit and what it means to fundraise and really share with the community all that God is doing here on the ranch. And it's been an incredible opportunity to be able to do that.
So going back some years, how did God get the message to you for the idea of creating Acres of Hope? How did that happen?
Well, I say that happened, back when I was a teenager, but we'll get to that at a different time. But just a lot of time praying and being in the Word and giving God space to speak. So before this, I was a classroom teacher in a middle school for 8 years, and I taught a core subject, and I just saw the hurting kids in my classroom, and God has always just given me a heart for that. And I saw these hurting kids and just started praying, like, what can we do to reach them? Me in a classroom of 35, I would hang out with some of them on lunch, and they'd talk about doing drugs with their friends. And I just started to pray, like, how can we reach these kids? And God started to process my own pain and trauma when I was a teenager, and just started to remind me, what helped you? What helped you do when you went through these hard times? And so he gave me this vision to pair hurting kids and broken kids and kids that are isolated and depressed and sad and don't want anything to do with the God, to pair them with horses. And so, admittedly, I'm a recovering perfectionist and prayed about it for a very long time before actually moving forward with anything. So, like Justin said, it was like 10 plus years ago that God gave me this vision. And just following his leading and following him speaking. So that's kind of a more detailed story that if anybody wants to come to the ranch for a tour, we can give you the full version, but kind of miracle after miracle to get where we are today.
And without getting too deep into your own personal life, God delivered you from some unpleasantries in your childhood and so forth, and really put you on a path to Jesus. What is your relationship with Christ now? How would you describe it?
I grew up in a Christian family, and so I've always known God. I don't ever remember not knowing God. And I just always, despite the hard that happened in my life, he was my source of comfort. So I could have had many forks in the road where I could have gone different routes. I could have been mad at God. I could have been mad at the church, because of the things that happened. But God used them for his glory and for beauty, because he takes that and he makes those ashes and he turns them into something beautiful. So Acres of Hope would not exist without what I went through as a teenager. So I don't want to traumatize people with the specifics of my story, but part of my story is growing up in a Christian family that had secrets and a dad who was an elder in the church, and ended up a secret came out and he went to jail for 16 years. So I could have taken that and said, you know what, God, why would God do this, and been mad at the church? But God was my comfort in that. He was the one who walked me through that. And then I had mentors in my life that just came alongside me. So at Acres of Hope, I have this huge heart for Acres of Hope to have kids come here that want nothing to do with God, that are mad at God, that have been hurt by religion. And I want them to be here because life is hard and it's messy, and yet God still is good. And we get to just sit with them. We get to be the hands and feet of Jesus. We don't have to preach at them. They come here and they can just sense something different. They can sense his peace. That wouldn't have happened if I didn't have the things I went through. Suicide, addiction, all these things. And God just covered them. And now we get to do what we do here at Acres of Hope because of those things that helped me heal through that.
If someone who is listening or reading our story would like to come alongside to help, to know more about you, or to perhaps ask if you could help them. You're based in Oregon. Do you serve the whole state? Is it just a region? How does that work?
Yeah, we're in the Willamette Valley here. So we serve kids kind of all over in the Willamette Valley, Marion, Polk, Linn County. It's not a residential, kids aren't staying here overnight. So it's whatever families are willing to drive to get here, but we have supporters all over the US. So, unfortunately, most people know what's going on with the youth in our lives. And it's hard right now. There's a lot of depression. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of, suicide, all of that. And so we want to change that. And whether that's in Oregon, and God grows that beyond Oregon's borders, right now, that's where we are. And so, if people want to get involved, I would just encourage anybody that's listening to know that follow God's leading. We are Holy Spirit led here, and he just doesn't steer wrong. And people can have an idea of like, oh, I have to scoop poop, or I have to do this, or I'm going to volunteer, or what does that look like? But God is so creative. So if somebody has giftings and we don't have that kind of volunteer here yet, like, who knows what God's going to do? So we love to hear from people. We love to hear what God is doing in their heart. That's just huge. That's our number one. So I would just encourage them to pray, listen, and do so.
All right. How do people reach you to get information, to talk to you?
Yeah, we have a website that has quite a bit of information. We also have social media and YouTube with some videos, but I would say starting at our website is a great place. So that's www.acresofhopeyouthranch.org.
All right. Amy and Justin, I appreciate you sharing your hearts with us, and we will get the word out. Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for having us. God bless you guys.